January 28, 1927, how our Lord will have three kingdoms. The kingdom of the Supreme Fiat will be the echo of the creation. How poverty and unhappiness will be banished. How in our Lord and in the Virgin there was voluntary poverty, not forced. How the divine will is jealous of taking care of its daughter. I was all abandoned in the Supreme Fiat, following its acts in the creation, and my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, look at how beautiful is the order of the heavens." In the same way, when the kingdom of the divine will have its dominion on earth in the midst of creatures, also on earth there will be perfect and beautiful order. Then I will have three kingdoms, one in the celestial fatherland, another in the creation, and the third among the creatures, and each one will be the echo of the other, each one the reflection of the other. All created things have their place of honor, and while they are all ordered and in harmony among themselves, one has no need of the other, because each one of them not only abounds, but overabounds in the goods with which God endowed it in creating it. In fact, having been created by a being who is happy and most wealthy, and whose riches never decrease by giving them, all created things carry the mark of happiness and the abundance of goods of their Creator. Just as all created things, so will all the children of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat have their place of honor, of decorum and of dominion. And while possessing the order of heaven, and being in perfect harmony among themselves, more than celestial spheres, the abundance of good which each one will possess will be so great, that one will never need the other. Each one will have within himself the source of the goods of his Creator and of his perennial happiness. Therefore, poverty, unhappiness, needs and troubles will be banished from the children of my will. It would not be decorous for my will, so immensely rich and happy, to have children who would lack something, and would not enjoy all the opulence of its goods which rise continuously. What would you say if you saw the sun pour in light, barely sending a few glimmers to the earth? And if you saw a hem of heaven at one point, with just a few stars, and all the rest without the enchantment of the azure heavens? Would you not say, the one who created the sun does not possess the immensity of the light that rises, and therefore he has the earth lighted by just a few glimmers? He does not possess the power to extend to heaven everywhere, and therefore he has laid just a hem of it above our heads? So, you would make yourself the idea that God is pure and light, and that he does not have the power to extend everywhere the works of his creative hands. But, instead, by seeing that the sun abounds so much with light, and that the heavens extend everywhere, you are convinced that God is rich and possesses the source of light. Therefore he has lost none of his light by endowing the sun with so much light, nor has his power decreased in extending the heavens everywhere. In the same way, if the children of my will not possess everything in abundance, one could say that my will is poor and does not have the power to make the children of its kingdom happy, which will never be. On the contrary, since it will be the image of the kingdom which my will has in creation, just as the heavens extend everywhere and abound with stars, and the sun abounds with light, the air with birds, the sea with fish, the earth with plants and flowers, in the same way, since the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat echoes the creation, the children of my kingdom will be happy and will possess everything in abundance. Therefore, each one will possess the fullness of goods and full happiness, in the place in which the Supreme Will has placed him. Whatever the condition and the office they will occupy, all will be happy of their destiny. And since the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat will be the perfect echo of the kingdom which my will possesses in creation, one sun will be seen up high, and another sun down in the midst of the creatures who will possess this kingdom. The echo of the heavens will be seen in these fortunate children, which they will populate with stars, with their acts. Even more, each one of them will be a heaven and a distinct sun, because wherever my will is present, it cannot be without heaven and without sun. Rather, as it takes possession of each of its children, it will form its heaven and its sun, because its nature is that, wherever it has its stable possession, its sanctity, its unending light, it forms as though heaven and sun, and multiplies them everywhere. But this is not yet all. The creation, echo of the celestial fatherland, contains music, the royal march, the spheres, the heavens, the sun, the sea, and all possess order and perfect harmony among themselves, and go around continuously. This order, this harmony and its going around without ever stopping, forms such admirable symphony and music, that it seems to be like the breath of the supreme fiat blowing into all created things like many musical instruments, and forming the most beautiful of all melodies, such that, if creatures could hear it, they would remain ecstatic. Now, the kingdom of the supreme fiat will have the echo of the music of the celestial fatherland and the echo of the music of creation. The order, the harmony and their continuous going around their creator will be so great, that each one of their acts, words and steps will be a distinct melody, like many different musical instruments, which will receive the breath of the divine will, in such a way that everything they do will be as many distinct musical concerts, which will form the joy and the continuous feast of the kingdom of the divine fiat. For your Jesus there will no longer be difference between staying in the celestial fatherland, and ascending to be in the midst of creatures in the kingdom of the supreme fiat upon earth. Then, our work of creation will sing victory and full triumph, and we will have three kingdoms in one, symbol of the sacrosanct Trinity, because all of our works carry the mark of the one who created them. After this, I was thinking to myself, though the true children of the supreme fiat will be happy and will possess everything in abundance, yet, my Queen Mama and Jesus Himself, who was the very divine will, were put on this low earth. They suffered the pains and the hardships of poverty. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, true poverty is when a creature is in need, she wants to take, but has nothing to take, and is forced to ask others for a bare means of living. This poverty is of necessity, and almost forced. Instead, both in me and in the celestial Mama, who possessed all the fullness of the eternal fiat, it was not poverty of necessity, and even less forced, but it was voluntary poverty, spontaneous poverty, squeezed by the press of divine love. Everything was ours. At one wish of ours, sumptuous palaces would have been raised, and banquets prepared with foods never before seen and tasted. And in fact, when it was needed, at a little wish of ours, the very birds served us, bringing us fruits, fish and other things in their beaks, making feast because they were serving their creator and their queen. With their trilling, singing and warbling, they play the most beautiful melodies for us. So much so, that in order not to attract the attention of the creatures with our uniqueness, we had to command them to depart, following their flight under the vault of the heavens where our will was waiting for them. And, obedient, they would withdraw. Therefore, our poverty was of love, it was poverty of example, to teach the creatures detachment from the low things of the earth. It was not poverty of necessity, nor could it be so in an absolute way, because wherever the fullness, the life of my will reigns, all troubles end, as though under one single blow, and they lose life. Then, since Most Reverend Father Diferentia heard that I had a fever, he let me know that, if I were in need, I should take whatever I needed from the money he had left with me for one of his works. And my lovable Jesus, in coming, almost smiling said to me, my daughter, let Father know, in my name, that I thank him and I will reward the goodness of his heart for the care he has for you. However, let him know that the daughter of my will has no need of anything, for my will abounds with everything. Even more, it is jealous that others may offer something, because it alone wants to give everything to its daughter. In fact, wherever my divine will reigns, there is no danger that natural means and abundance of goods may do harm. On the contrary, the more means she has, and the more abundance she enjoys, the more she looks at the power, the goodness, the wealth of the supreme fiat in them, and she converts everything into most pure gold of divine will. So, the more my will gives to her, the more it feels glorified in carrying out its life in the creature, in offering its own things to the one who lets it dominate and reign. It would be absurd if a very wealthy father had poor children. Such a father would deserve to be condemned. And then, what would be the purpose of his riches if the birth that came from his own body, his very children, conducted a life of hardships and miseries? Would it not be a dishonor for this father, and an unbearable bitterness for these children, knowing that, while the father is extremely wealthy, they lack everything and can hardly satisfy their hunger? If this would be absurd and a dishonor for a father in the natural order, much more so in the supernatural order of the Supreme Fiat. It is more than Father, containing the fount of all goods, and therefore wherever it is present, happiness reigns and it abounds with everything. More so since, with the soul who has possession of the divine will, it administers to the soul and to the body a sharp and penetrating sight, in such a way that she penetrates into the natural things, which hide it as a veil. And tearing these veils, in the natural things she finds the noble queen of the divine will reigning and dominating within her. So, natural things disappear for her, and in all things she finds that adorable will which she possesses. She kisses it, she adores it, and everything becomes divine will for the soul. Therefore, each additional natural thing is a new act of divine will for her, which she possesses. So, natural things are means for one who is child of my will, in order to make better known what my will does, can do, and possesses, and to what excessive point it loves the creature. Do you want to know, then, why creatures lack natural means, and many times these are snatched away from them, and they reduce themselves to the most squalid misery? First, because they do not possess the fullness of the Supreme Fiat. Second, because they confuse natural things, and put nature in the place of God. Nor do they look at the Supreme Will in the natural things, but, greedy, they become attached to them to form a vain glory for themselves, an esteem that blinds them, an idol for their hearts. Given this, it is necessary that natural means be lacking, in order to put their souls in safety. But for one who is child of my will, all these dangers do not exist, and therefore I want them to possess everything in abundance, and to lack nothing.